We live like a four-wheel drive. Popping hella tags. You might have thought I was Josh with extra swag. Yo, player partner, Lush Uno. Back in effect, the God tier podcast. We have defied the odds. You might think that we got Adam tied up in the back room or something, but somehow they letting us back in here. I don't know why, but we still here. Got Almighty with me today.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm Lush co-host today. Feel me, the Almighty Gerber. We in this thing.
Big sus Gerb, baby. Yeah,
the newest staff member.
Yup. Making a strong impact. Very proud of what you've been doing over here, player.
I appreciate that.
And with that being said, disaster. My good brother is out there in Lebanon doing his thing.
Shout out to my boy.
Busting moves in the sand trap and all that. Making it make sense. But in the meantime, in between time, we going to keep pushing the line. And got a very special guest today. My brother from another mother, Pistol McFly.
What's up, man? How y'all doing?
It's good to see you.
How you feeling honored today? To be up here. I'm feeling a little nervous, if I'm going to be honest with you.
That's right.
I watch all these motherfuckers. You feel me? This like my brother, though. So it's like calming.
But you're keeping it 100, though.
Yeah. Well, I don't really do too many interviews.
Yeah, there's not too much.
And this is the big one.
Yeah. There's too much information available about you, but
I was trying my best. You know what I'm saying? Because I like to come prepared for interview. I'll try my best to get any information I could. You know what I'm saying?
They don't know me. They got to listen to the music for real. That's where it's all at.
And you are definitely on the low. One of the most talented, impactful, and influential rappers in the city that people, the general public, isn't aware of like that.
Appreciate that, man.
But you
that. I definitely can agree to an extent. You know what I mean? Like,
I know it's hard for you to say that because you humble.
Yeah. It's hard for me to pop my shit sometimes.
I gotta say that. How you feel about that? How you feel about that statement he just made?
I mean, shit, it's true. You feel me? Like, it's true. I'm definitely one of the like most talented artists I know for sure. Like, and my homies, like, we the hardest niggas in the city. Like, if it's up to me, you feel me, to say it, especially when it comes to like really rapping, bro, like real lyricism and shit, like that's what I be on, bro. Like, I be having fun. Like, I'll fuck around with auto tune, or you know what I mean? Like, I'll do really everything, bro. Like, I just do what I feel for real, but like, I really rap though. That's my, ain't too many niggas out here rapping better.
I remember like a couple years back, I was chopping it up with you and you said that you feel like you've gotten to a point in your artistry that you could literally do a record with anybody in the world. Mm-hmm. Like, you could do a song with Lady Gaga. You could do, you feel me? Like, with Kendrick. You could do a song with whoever.
I feel like I could be in the studio with whoever and like I'll stand on my own.
And not sound out of place.
Yeah, I'll find a place. You feel me?
But still be yourself.
Yep.
Like, it's like you don't need to transform yourself in the.
Yeah, I feel like I got a lot of layers. You know what I mean? Like, there's not. You could put me in a desert, bro. I'll find a cactus to be. You know what I mean? We're going to find out how to communicate somehow. You heard? Like, I'm going to figure it out. But
I call those chameleons.
Mm-hmm. We are.
In an environment, they just get jiggy with it. Yep. A chameleon.
Exactly.
Yep. Same. Period. And it's interesting because your name, when people hear your name, Pistol McFly, you might think it's like,
wild.
Or like, right, you're like
gung ho shit.
Yeah, you're like a gangster rapper or some shit. But like, when you hear your music, it's a completely different vibe. Yeah. What's the origin of your name, Pistol? Where do you get
shit,
that?
Like, my brother, like 13 years older than me, right? So him and his homies all chilling in the crib one day. So I come in, you feel me? I grab one of their blowers and I just start pointing at everybody. Like,
and you're how old are you?
I'm like 4, maybe 5 type shit.
He's finna kill everybody.
Yeah, on God, bro. Like, and that's what they said. They like, this little nigga crazy. You feel me? Pistol Paul. You feel me? My real name, Paul. So like, Pistol Paul. Blah, blah, blah. And it just stuck kind of like throughout. My brother just called me that shit my whole life damn near. Mm. So when it was time to rap, it was like, damn, what should I go by? You feel me? Then fuck it, Pistol. Then I added McFly so it wouldn't sound like.
All right, you're not trying to be a super
crazy
thug.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to be all thugged out and shit. I ain't want niggas to get the wrong idea.
Pistol from Watts.
Yeah, it don't sound good. You heard me? Like,
right.
I'm going to roll this later, man. I'm shaking. Wait till I calm down a little bit. You heard?
That's right. That's
are you,
right.
So you grew up, you're born and raised in Watts in South Central LA?
Yeah, I'm from Watts, bro. Like, my granny stayed on like 84th and Van Ness and shit. So a nigga, like, I mean, Van Ness and Manchester pretty much. So a nigga spent like summers over there, spent time in my auntie house in the projects, Nickerson Gardens and shit. We lived on 89th and Hooper. Like I went to 111th Elementary, you know what I mean? Learned how to swim at 109th Street Park. Played football at Will Rogers, like the whole shit, the whole Watts story, you feel me?
And most of your family are, you know, in that
life.
Yeah,
they involved, you feel me? Like most of my family heavily involved, you feel me? I'm damn near the only one who don't bang or nothing, you feel me? I just...
How'd you avoid it?
Rapping. At first, it was really basketball, bro. I thought I was going to go to the league and shit. You know, a nigga was hooping and then started getting in trouble with school. Like, typical story, you feel me? Then, like, a nigga always knew I could rap for real, but, like, I ain't never pursued it. And then once I got kicked out of school, for real, I was in home studies. And, like, just, I was helping my auntie move one day, honestly. And then, My cousin linked me up with some shit, and I started like getting I tell my cousin like, y'all rapping shit. He like, nah, you don't be rapping like, nigga. Like, and I'm like, nah, I rap, and I spit some shit for him. He was like, damn, you hard, bro. Like, whoopie, start fucking with me, and he was writing songs and shit and getting placements on like TV shows. Like, he had shit on like Girlfriends and the Parkers and all that.
He
shit,
was doing so. It, so that's a good.
So he linked me with that, and I'm lying to the nigga. He pulled me up to the building, to bro house. He like, oh, so you write songs? You got experience and shit? I'm like, yeah, man, I could write anything. Like, I'm just poverty. You feel me? Like, I could write whatever. Like, whoopie whoop. And he's like, you got anything recorded? I'm like, nah. But if you play a beat, like, I'll rap or something. Like, rap for bro. And it was cool, and I started writing songs for shows and shit, getting placements like that, and then just being in studios for real. Like,
so out the gate, studies. Your first experience ever rapping?
Hell no, that was not my first experience ever rapping for sure. I rapped before that, but that was my first like...
In an actual recording studio?
Yeah, my first time really recording in the studio. Before that, I was recording with like my cousins and shit, and they had a studio set up at their crib, and like that was like... 2-3 years I would go over there and we'd just be spitting and shit and like recording hella songs, and we lost all that shit on the hard drive. So,
and you like 11, 12, 13 years old at that point before? Yeah. Like,
I'm like 14, 15, okay. 16 at that okay. point. You feel me?
And
I'm really like 15, 16 at that point type shit. Yeah.
And, but your first time actually hitting a professional studio there, you're already in a position as to where you're like making money off of it.
Oh God, yeah. And I thought I was doing it. You feel me? Like, I thought I was doing it.
And then, how was you making the money off the music that early?
Off of getting placements and shit.
So you was writing, or you was like,
I was performing. It, like, it's like I got songs on like Burn Notice and shit, and Dexter.
The commercial way.
Like, yeah, the commercial right. way, bro. Like, and I like wrote shit for other people too. You know what I'm saying? But like, I was getting just BMI checks and shit, and thought I was really, really hot shit. I'm like, bro, I'm like at 17, 18, all through like till I was like 20, like really eating off that shit.
Shit, that's doing something. I ain't make no money off music God. My first 2 years, and I was famous.
Oh God, that was a blessing. No, that was a blessing for real. Like, but the thing with that is I was not like really like doing what I wanted to do. You feel me? Mm. Like, niggas would call like, oh, I want a song that sound like, whoa, like, all right, let me. And try to write this shit, and I wasn't doing what the fuck I wanted to do, like, as an artist, you feel me? I'm like, man, I'm more lyrical than this. They want me to do like singy shit and like all that shit. At the time, I was not feeling it. I just wanted to show how good I could rap, because I grew up like listening to, not grew up, but like when I first got into rap, I was listening to like Jadakiss and hella New York shit, you know what I mean? So I was heavily influenced by bars, bro. I just wanted to like bar out on everything. And I couldn't do that with that. So I'll go to SMC and just be in every cypher. Like, shout out SMC and everybody who might know me from there. Like, niggas up there made a name and shit with the rap and shit.
And that's around the time I met you.
Yeah, exactly. Right, exactly around the time you met me. Yep.
So this is like 2010 type.
Yep. When'd you drop Gold Bricks?
Like, yeah, that was 11. Yeah. So it was the beginning of 11. I was working on it. Through 2010, like, yeah.
You have faith in me then, bro.
Yeah, no, I mean, as soon as I saw you, I was like, this kid's absolutely ridiculous. And you have, like, a really unique style, the whole in and out the booth, just the way you present yourself, the way you dress. Like, you know, you're just a rapping fucking machine.
Yeah.
And you have a crazy story. Like, a lot of your whole upbringing is really unique.
Shit, wow.
And I think a lot of people, it's like you... you live a life that a lot of people, a lot of other artists kind of try to emulate.
Bro, these niggas be rapping about my life, bro. It's crazy. I'm not saying that on no like cocky, like I'm in the street shit, you feel me? Because I'm not, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, a nigga could have, like, bro, like if you know how LA is, bro, you got family from, everybody got family from somewhere, bro. Everybody got,
facts,
like, uncles or, you know, grandpops or pops who's, like, real, like, reputables. And, like, I grew up in a family where, like, 90% of my family are, like, reputables from their hood, you feel me? So it's like, a nigga had options to be from different hoods, and I was like, nah. Like,
was there ever a time where you were, like, actually considering it?
Oh, yeah, or? For sure. Like, fourth, fifth grade and shit. Like, all my homies was already banging in the fifth grade. So it's like, nigga, damn. Like, when I'm getting my put on, like, this nigga right. coming to school the next day, he put on. Like, next nigga coming, like, next week, he got put on. I'm like, damn, fool. Like,
the only examples you got.
And my mom, yeah, my mom's, around that time, she moved me to North Carolina and shit. But before that, like, fifth grade. So I went to 111th and shit. And then, like sixth grade, when it got middle school, my mom's like, nah, you can't go to middle school with your homies. You feel me? Like, nah. So she made me go to Horseman.
She knew what was about to pop up.
That was a smart choice.
Yeah, she knew what was up. So she sent me to Horseman. Like, good intentions, but like, we know, like, right, you know what's at Horseman. You feel me? Like, I didn't fit in, bro. Like, it's first off, it's like damn near West Side.
That's West Side.
You
yeah.
feel me? Like, oh, you easty, you dusty ass nigga. Like, I'm right. getting into it with niggas first day and shit. Like,
LA niggas don't know. Once you split fig, it's a whole different ball game. And niggas will treat you different.
On God. Yep. So, yeah, man.
Growing up, like, on the West Side, we wasn't even trying to go over there.
Facts.
Like,
yeah, facts, bro.
Like, y'all can have that. Like,
facts. We wasn't even trying to cross that side.
A lot of my niggas ain't been to, like, nigga, Doc Wilder type shit, you feel me? Like, and it's right there, Doc Wilder.
Yeah. Like, the damn beach.
And niggas won't cross that side, because they just east side niggas. That's just how it be.
The east side, bro. But, it'll take an LA nigga to really, like, break down a disparity like that, you feel me?
Facts.
But,
I'm curious. So, go ahead, Q.
Oh, yeah, so I go to Horseman, right? So I get kicked out, like, a month in, you feel me? Fighting and shit, regular shit. Get kicked out. I go to Charles Drew. I'm back on the east side. You feel me? Like, that's like Firestone and motherfucking Compton Avenue for anybody out there. I went there and same shit, get in trouble. You feel me? Like, and at that time, I'm what? Like, 11, like I'm 12. Yeah, I'm 12, like going on 13.
Were you
shit.
Doing good in classes though? Cause you're like a
bro,
really
I've
intelligent
always been hella
person.
Smart, but like, I was always the funny, like, class clown, like, let me get kicked out of class type nigga. Like, let me get the hall pass and go fuck with the homies in their rooms and shit. You know what I'm saying? I was always just that. You feel me? But I was smart though. But I start getting in trouble at Charles Drew, so my mom moved me to North Carolina type shit. She like, nah, nigga, we're gonna get you all the way out of here. You feel me?
Were you pissed?
Pissed, bro. Went out there angry. Same shit, getting in trouble, getting a fight first day of school out
what
there.
What grade is that?
That's sixth grade. Mm. That's sixth grade. Towards the end of sixth grade though, because like I'm leaving Horseman, I'm leaving Drew.
That's the worst. Middle like of the year.
Yeah, I
niggas
went to two
already
schools
made
already
friends.
In sixth grade.
Yeah.
You feel me?
You locked it now.
Yeah,
now
niggas
keep
already
in mind.
I'm a whole different state. You feel me? I'm way the fuck on the other side of the map now. You feel me?
For all you 32-year-olds deciding to join gangs and all
yeah,
that
bro,
shit,
stop
like,
it, man.
Just keep in mind that like, what he's
bro.
Speaking on right now, like,
yeah,
this shit happened when you in sixth, seventh grade, really out here. If not, you. Fourth grade type shit.
Oh, God, because you grow up where you grow up, bro. This I'm going to break it down. You grow up where you grow up, and you might spend time at granny house. You might spend time at auntie house. You're going to weigh your options. You're like, well, I could be from over here. Mm-hmm. These niggas fuck with me. Some niggas going to press you like, when you going to get put on? When you going to get put on? You going to have that, you feel me? And then by the time you get, like, middle school, bro, like, if you ain't made your choice yet, you feel me? It's going to take some high school event, you feel me? Something going to happen to the homie or something. Like, nigga, they just jumped the homie. Whoop-de-whoop. It was some blah-blahs, you feel me? So now I'm from here, you feel me? Like, I feel like that's the cutoff, you feel me? If a nigga ain't banging by 17, 18, then knock it off.
It's a wrap for you.
Facts, and that's late as a motherfucker.
That's late.
Because this nigga's who reps by the time they're 17, 18. So you're really
God.
Pushing it. You really
God.
Should have a real good-ass reason.
Yeah,
if
on
you
God.
Don't start
that's
17.
What I'm saying. Like,
no,
some shit
facts.
Happened in high school.
Yeah.
Like, to a nigga, like, he, like, something happened to the homie. Like, you nigga, like, man, that shit be making a nigga, you know?
Like, contemplate.
You, yeah, like, this might have been a homie, like, from a certain hood, you feel me? But he was the one, like, nah, bro, don't be from the hood. Like, you go hoop or go do what you're going to do. Something happened to him, and it's like, man, these the niggas I know, you feel me? So I'm going to just go over here. I didn't see that happen before, but, like, yeah.
When did you realize that there it wasn't just fun and games associated with it, and there is like, and you know, you losing people.
Oh yeah, when niggas start getting like going to jail and shit for real, that ain't really happened till like I seen somebody get shot when I was what, 7, you feel me? But like that didn't have nothing to do with no gang shit. It was like some other shit, like some drug shit, some drug transaction shit going wrong or something. But like, yeah, bro, I realized that shit when niggas start going to jail with my homies, like niggas I was in sandboxes with, shit, I'm hearing they got 99 years and football numbers and shit. I'm like, nah, fool, like this is serious. Niggas getting popped out, niggas getting, no. It ain't for me, bro. Just ain't for me.
So how long was you in North Cackalack for?
For 2 years. And then we moved back because like it was just hella racist out there, you feel me? My mom's was like, nah. We wasn't fitting in, you feel me?
South
like,
for you.
It was real Southern, bro. Mm-hmm. It was like yeah, the black people would talk to like white people like this, like heads down, like no eye contact and nothing. Like, it's like just real, real different, you know?
And then that shit makes me so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like I remember.
It's crazy.
Bro, about like 2010, 11, I went out to New Orleans, Nolens. For Christmas time, my brother was living out there for some work shit. So I go out there and like, you know, I remember like I'm checking into this hotel and there's like the dude that's working there is like a older black dude, like G-Pop's age, you feel me? Like, and like the way he was coming at me in this like, for lack of a better word, like extra subservient.
Right, like, trying I was to like, be on his toes
I was like, yo, like, it's all good,
it's
bro.
Good, bro.
Like,
I'm not,
like, take
good.
It
right.
easy.
I'm not
like,
going to call the police. I'm not going to call the men in white sheets on you, bro.
Yeah, bro.
I'm
not doing that. You feel me?
And so that made me feel super weird. And then, like, when I knew, I was like, yo, I'm out of place. Like, there is a, I was down, like, the little Bourbon Street area, whatever, their little downtown spot. And there's, like, a group of, like, black chicks, and I like went to like pop at him, like say what's up, and yeah, they looked at me like I was fucking crazy. Now I'm not gonna say
that's funny as hell.
Now I'm not gonna say
not
that
knowing who you like how you really is.
Yeah,
shit,
yeah,
that's
yeah,
funny
yeah.
As fuck.
Like, yeah, you knowing me like yeah. And I'm not gonna say that every single group of females that I come upon, it's like, oh, I'm ready to break my pockets. Right. Like he's so fly. Like, but like it was different. It wasn't like a rejection. It was like, dude, like you're out of line, like you out of pocket, you insane. That
you know where you at.
Man. Yeah, exactly. You know where you at. That made me like, I was like, okay, the South is, I love Atlanta.
Yeah, I need to go home.
And
yeah,
keep,
oh God,
keep,
it's
and
a lot of
mind.
Shit that made that real out there. You're like, man, I'm not home right now.
This like, I'm out of pocket as fuck. Yeah. And the cool part is, this is in like a major metropolitan area. So I know them places like, you feel me?
Yeah. Smaller towns. Yeah. That's you was in you. Like a small town. Type
I was in Durham. I was like, Durham is like, a pretty
but for us
place.
That's a
like,
small
it is,
town
it
like,
is small
shit,
town though like barely sidewalks and shit like they was really having to take the bus to school and shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
shit. But
and then so you those so that's like what, 8th to 10th basically?
No, that's bro, I'm still in middle school. This is that's from
like 7th to 9th type shit.
No, that's from 6th to 8th.
Okay.
Right.
So, but do you now? Do you feel like if you had been in LA for those 2 years, shit might have gone a different direction?
Yes, my mom saved my life, bro. And like when I be talking to my homie in jail all the time, bro, like free my nigga Wooty. When I talk to bro, he like, man, like Minnie really saved your life, bro. Like that's my mom. Shout out Minnie. You feel me? I love
shout
you.
To Minnie.
She like she really like those years was vital, bro. And like when you 12, 13. Bro, know what I'm talking about? Like it's real out here, bro. That's when it get the most tricky. Like them walks home from school. You feel me? Ain't the same as they was in middle school.
Now you got
elementary.
You got a little facial hair.
On
niggas
God.
Looking at you different.
On God,
nigga, now you're liable to get shot. When niggas slide, once you get a certain size, you're shootable.
Once you like,
yeah, no cap.
On God, so yeah, like she saved me for real.
Even like growing up in like, for me, like the far west side of LA, getting off at what at that age, whatever bus stop you getting off at, oh, you from there.
Pretty fast.
You feel me? Like
pretty much to the like police would be like, where you like where you live at? You feel me? Like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. You gotta like, be from somewhere you from, with your little black ass. Yep. Mm-hmm.
You, know, shit, you look like one of them rolling 60s.
Pretty much. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, so we get back out here, like so. I'm going to, like, this is a quick story, you feel me? Like, so while we out there, one of the things that happened, like, my friend Doyle, rest in peace, my nigga Doyle, bro, first person I ever smoked weed with, bro, was lynched out there.
So you, whoa.
Wait,
yeah,
what?
He was whoa. Lynched out there, bro. Mm. Like,
that was not the place for you.
They swept that shit under the rug, bro, deemed it suicide, right? And, like, it's a whole, like, I could talk more about it like off camera and shit because I don't know, it might be weird, but like
that's a lot fucking of shit, gnarly, dude.
A lot of shit happened, bro.
Nah, that's some like, real that shit that niggas gotta hear. They covered think it don't
the
exist
shit up,
no more.
You feel me? They covered the shit up, bro. And like the kids at school, all my friends, we like, man, we know he ain't kill himself, bro. Like, that ain't him. You feel me? Like, that can't be him, bro. Like,
was there anything leading up to it that like could have traced back to?
I will say, bro had a white girlfriend, you feel me?
Bro, sure like
A nigga, you know
that'll
what I mean?
Do so, it. That'll do it.
They like, found my nigga in the woods, you feel me, hanging from a tree. I don't know, like, what black man would want to kill themselves like that, bro. Like, that don't even make sense. So, like after all yourself. That shit,
yeah,
bro, like, that's not it, bro. It's multiple ways you could.
In the same trees where they used to do that on the regular 50, right. 100
so, like,
years before that.
My right? mom's like, fuck that, bro. We up out of here. She already was not getting no leverage at work. She couldn't get a raise or no, like, it was just. Like, it was fucked up out there, bro. So we ended up back out here. Now I'm 14. Not too different than, you feel me, 13 or 12, you feel me? But, like, the North Carolina shit didn't work out, so I'm back out here. Mom's like, all right, you going to Gardena.
So I she's still trying to keep you out the
yeah,
game.
Yeah, she tried to keep me out the way still, you feel me? But Gardena, nigga, like, that's just a melting pot.
That's
yeah.
the black,
but
bro.
That's, yeah. But Gardena is, like, all the niggas like me. Like, your mom's, like... Don't kind of give a she
the
give
moms
a fuck
who trying
to yeah they trying
the school
to
of the moms
who trying
and
like,
shit.
So like I'm still bumping into homies up there and shit. So it was cool. It was like a good like. It was cool until I got kicked out. I ain't have no problems. It was like all solid up there, but I'm living on 79th and Avalon. You feel me? Mm. At the time with my auntie, RIP. You feel me? I'm living with her and shit and catching a bus from right there from Manchester and Avalon to Gardena. Then I stay with my granny on 84th and Van Ness. I'm catching a bus from 84th and Van Ness to Gardena. You feel me? Like,
yeah.
So it was just like it's just like real.
You going all the way through the city?
LA,
so, I
done
yeah.
been through every nook and cranny in LA, bro. Like I'm really like an LA nigga, bro.
You the only child?
No, I got a brother who's 13 years older than me.
Did say that. So you're the only one in the house.
But I felt like an only child though,
because you're the only one in the house.
Bro,
when
was
y'all
always
moving
in
around
and out of jail and shit, and like, you know, so it was kind of like.
And I, you know, when you have siblings that are that much older, it damn near feel like they like your uncles. Like my brothers are 12 and 14 years old. God.
Technically, like, bro, old enough to be my pops. You feel me? Yeah. So it was, you know, like the bro's like an older uncle. Like, but he's still like a big brother. Like we got a brotherly relationship. So it's like it feel like a big brother. You feel me? But like, bro, just hella older.
Nah, I noticed you said something very casually that when you was out there. In North Carolina was the first time you smoked weed.
Yeah, ironic,
so,
huh?
So, which, yeah, right. like, so I'm
you,
sure.
You leave the capital of weed to go to middle America to smoke some
That must have been some Bam Bam Bigelow Brown you
was
smoking too. Like.
Bro, that shit was not, it was like back then, no, I didn't know.
Right, of course.
So I just was high, nigga. I'm like,
but then when you got home.
I got home and smoked some real weed. Woo, game changer.
Do you remember that? The first time you got here, came back and smoked weed?
My first time smoking when I was out here, I don't remember that. Hell no, I don't remember that.
You were so high, you
fucked up. Yeah, I don't remember that.
But like that,
it's like a regular, like smoking just was like a regular ass thing though. So,
well, I say that to say because you know, one of the most stonedest people I've ever met in my life. Like,
for real?
Oh, hell yeah.
Hell yeah, that's tight, yeah. man. That's tight. Yeah. I'll take that. You feel me?
Oh, yeah, no.
I'll take that.
Stage scrolling up, stay blazing. Like,
yeah, I would constantly. Be rolling up right now if my shit went all. You feel me?
No, you good.
Interviews are, you know,
facts.
But then at a certain point, you know, like you started dropping music, politicking with different local indie labels. You know, you was fucking with
like when you met me, SMC time and shit. By the time I'm going to SMC and shit, like I'm just in every cypher. Shout out to our partner Spliff. You feel me?
Shout out to Spliff.
A crew called Alumni. It was like eight or nine of us, you feel me? Like, we was deep. Shout out to all the fellas. But,
well, and then you, because around that time, you was on Hellfire.
Hellfire, yep. Shout out No Can, you feel me? Like, and, yeah, bro, we dropped the project called Bone Rips and Bars. And that shit was, like, people fucking
it went up. It. Like, yeah. So that's the thing about you that I think is really interesting. Although, like, if someone just looked you up, they would see, okay, this dude's got a lot of music out. Mm-hmm. Like if your Spotify catalog and all that is like super extensive. Mm-hmm. Like the numbers might not jump out at people right away.
Yeah.
But like when they hear it, it's like, damn. But you've been written up by some of like the most prestigious journalistic outlets in LA. You was, you know, on Passion of the Wise. You had
Jeff.
You know, you've put out projects on some of the most reputable indie labels, you know, Dirty Science, Hellfire Club, like all that. And like, really, like, you know, and that shit brought you around the world.
Hell yeah,
well.
Man. Like, a couple tours, you feel me? Been on tour in Europe and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, did a few shows in Japan. You know what I mean? Like, went on a couple States tours and shit with Exile and Blue. So, like, yeah.
What's the craziest story you have overseas?
Damn, bro.
Or not even the craziest, just like, what's a story from overseas that jumps out at you?
All right, just off top right now, like, I guess, like, when me and my partner Power, man, shout out my nigga Power, he my favorite producer in the world, pretty much, my friend too. So we went out to Japan and shit, and couldn't find our Airbnb, bro. Carrying luggage all through these little ass streets, like looking for our shit, and my GPS not working, my phone finna die. Like, we like, nigga, aggy at each other. We arguing and shit. We mad, like, man, bro, like, what the fuck? Like, you said it was right here. This shit ain't right here.
It's your fault.
Like, it's nobody's fault, bro. Like, it was just like,
y'all pointing
up
at each other, but
like,
it's nobody's,
yeah, it was nobody's fault. It was just the placement of the, like, how the address was worded and shit. And like, I don't know, it's just weird. We had to look up, we ended up looking up like longitude and latitude to find it and shit. But
niggas pulled out the longitude. Damn. Niggas pulled out the coordinates.
Bro, we had to pull out the coordinates to fucking find the actual spot. And
Christopher
shit.
Columbus ass.
That's wild.
Yeah, that's honestly just one of the, I tripped acid in Japan too. That's actually even better than that. That's a better story.
What's that like?
So I bought some weed, and then the plug was like, I got acid too. I got mushrooms. I'm like, let me get a tab.
By the way,
I'm like, let me get a tab, nigga. Like,
sidebar. I don't know if you know this, but do you know like how janky it is to smoke weed in Japan? Like,
oh, it's
you understand,
hella janky,
like,
bro.
If you get caught with a roach, that's like 5 to 10 years.
Yeah, you're doing time
mandatory
for smoking weed.
That's out.
Yeah,
that's why I'm scared, bro. Like, I didn't bend you for me across America, but I'm scared to. Once you leave this motherfucker, it get different.
Yeah, on God, I be reckless.
Europe's
like,
not
I care,
tripping.
You feel me? But I just be reckless. Bro.
Japan
be
though,
smoke, you know,
Asian countries in general.
Yeah, they finna
China
Britney
worse.
Ass.
China worse. You could get the death penalty out there for weed.
Yeah,
niggas out their mind. Niggas out their mind.
For like a certain amount of weed, look at this.
I'll be staying right here.
So, but you still, despite that, find the plug.
Japan is more lenient, though. It's not like.
I mean, it's still.
You still will get in trouble for sure, but like people smoke weed out there. You could find, like, you'll find weed in Japan for sure. Like, if you went out to Japan and just asked a few people, like first night I was out there, we in a club and shit, and I asked this nigga, I'm like, hey, where can I get some weed? He goes and like talks to his boy and shit. He comes back. He's like, 80 for one. And I'm like,
for one 80
for
joint?
One, for 1 gram? And he like, yeah. And I'm like, nah, weed, bro. I'm like, weed, not right. The other shit. I said, green, not white. You feel me? He said, yeah, no, weed. I'm like, nigga, I'm not giving you 80 for no gram. I'm
ain't no
out
way.
Of here. Boo-boo.
That fool's taking so penitentiary chances for that.
Yeah, man. Nigga, I get up out of there. I'm like, nah, I'll find some more. If it's like, all right, if you right here, you trying to tax a tourist, nigga, I know it's somebody else who right. Can get for cheaper. I could probably... I ended up finding it 40 a gram. I paid 40 a gram. Slight flex, you feel me? Versa okay. Mid.
That's smooth. Nigga found some Japanese weed.
Oh, God. I was high out there, bro.
And what about the acid? So what's it like? I mean, like, is this Tokyo or another city?
Yeah, I'm in Harajuku, bro. Like, tripping acid, fool. Like, I'm walking around, like, looking at all the lights and shit. I'm on the trains with everybody. I'm like, damn, this shit is, nigga. I saw life so different right there. I want to move out there, bro, because of that. Mm-hmm. I be seeing why certain people so tapped into Japan and shit, like how Pharrell love it out there and shit. Like, I see why. You know what I'm saying? people love Japan. And then I saw a picture of Nip in Japan. I was like, yeah, I could see why my nigga was there. He probably loved it, bro.
No, for sure.
It's an eye-opening place, for real.
And like, you know, you bringing up Nip, you know, R.I.P. Nip.
R.I.P.
like,
Nip, man.
Big, and like,
big bro, man.
In a so sense. Many of the rappers in L.A., like you was around Nipsey multiple
for sure.
times.
I met Nip, and man, what? Like, bro gave me a Bullets Ain't Got No Name out the trunk of his Jag, nigga, like, on 54th and Vic, you feel me? Right there, nigga, he posted up in his whip, rolling up. And I'm with the homie who knew him. He like, hey, Nip, my boy be rapping and shit, whoopie whoop, blah, blah, blah. He slide me a tape. And I bump into Nip, like, 2 months after that. And I'm like, hey, bro, you probably don't remember me. I'm pissed. He like, Pistol, cuz I remember you, nigga. Like, how I'm gonna forget a name like that? You feel me? Like, it's like, I'm right here recording in room B, bro. Like, come over here. But I'm like doing the TV shit at this time. You feel me? I'm like recording in the other room some bullshit. Like, I didn't even get to go fuck with my nigga. But I saw him after that, too. I saw him a couple times after that, and it was always cool. Like,
yeah, it's so funny you said that because, you know, my brother Smokey, who's in the other room right now.
Shout out Big Smoke, man. Same, go slap that fifth column, too. Quit playing.
Has the same story. I think it was Fox Hills. He was outside Fox Hills, and Nip gave him a copy of Bullets. God. Ain't Got No Name.
That nigga was really outside in these streets.
Every
nigga.
L.A. rapper got Nipsey stories.
Oh, God. And they all good stories, too, bro, because he uplifted every young nigga, bro. He wanted you to feel like you was next up, bro. He wanted you to feel like you could do it, too, bro. Like, he was a solid nigga. Like, that's L.A. ain't shit, bro. I'm just.
Well, speaking of that, like, I want to kind of get both of y'all opinions.
Why
I
the
know.
Fuck is you at that Roscoe's, bro?
Same shit. Any L.A. nigga tell you.
Yeah, I'm from, nigga, my grandpa's lived on 87th and Avalon, bro. You know how close 87th Avalon is to Manchester and Maine?
Yeah.
Nigga, like, I never went to that Roscoe's, bro. I went there one time for getting good grades in fifth grade, bro. My teacher was like, oh, well, this is the treat. We going to Roscoe's. We went there.
I'm not going to front. I was at that Roscoe's a month ago, but like, I kind of know
you
how
feel
to.
It.
Yeah, like, you know how to, like,
tripping.
Yeah.
You feel the energy over there. It's different. It don't feel like the rest of LA, bro.
Nah.
And that goes for like kind of the East Side in general, bro. You feel like a certain, like, and if you a street nigga, bro, like, you don't know, bro, where you at. You feel me? But
man, even like back man, in the bro, day, like up. In the 90s, the other Roscoe's, the one that I called like the real Roscoe's on Pico,
that shit was the where you're supposed to go to. Pico, they got a security guard outside.
Oh, God, because niggas was getting robbed up there.
It was dumb active in the 90s.
I just feel like any restaurant that's for niggas, you need to be with.
Oh, God, bro. Any restaurant that's every restaurant that's pop, that's good, nigga, that's for us is in the.
Yep, in the trenches.
Come on, bro. You gotta be careful.
And that's the last one.
Hey, your lady hop out. You know what I'm saying? You gotta be
DoorDash
in certain areas, bro. You gotta move like accordingly, bro. And ultimately how I feel, bro, to keep it all the way transparent, I feel like you should be able to, you know what I'm saying, like, do what you want, bro, and be comfortable and like not worry about a nigga like that's just like you trying to take from you. You feel me? Like, I feel like we need to really be building together and shit, like, to alleviate shit like this. You know what I'm saying? Because if niggas wasn't broke, niggas wouldn't be so quick to take from niggas. You feel me? But like, but at the same time, it's like everything in their face, bro. Like, nigga, I got two Rollies, two Tone, nigga, two APs, nigga, it's two, like.
Doing a lot.
It's doing a lot, bro.
Especially if you lacking.
That,
you got to be blowered down, like.
Yeah, bro. It's unfortunate, bro. And like I said, rest in peace, you feel me? But.
I'm kind of smooth. I've been building up to like get more and more jewelry like my whole life and get icier. But I'm at the point now, like, I don't even want it no more. Yeah. Like, that shit makes it like.
It's going to attract the wrong attention.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It comes with a lot, bro. And it's like, even if you're not a bitch, though, like, you don't got to be a bitch, nigga. Like,
you don't.
You can have it on you, nigga. You could pop a nigga for your shit, nigga. Then what? Go sit down for popping a nigga for a chain?
Yeah.
Like, what? It's all like, it ain't no good outcome to this shit, for real.
It's a bad investment.
Yeah, it's not, like, lucrative at all.
And for what? But it seems like, I mean,
would y'all, this target on my back real quick.
Would y'all say that right now, though, is a particularly slimy time in L.A., especially for
I've been saying it all week, bro. EDD changed niggas' lives. It's different when you've never had shit.
And right now, and the check-in enforcement is about to be at an all-time high. Niggas finna take full advantage. Like, see, nigga, we'll see what happens when you don't check in. Mm-hmm. You just don't have to check in. Like, niggas finna get extorted, for real.
But, yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, man.
Do you feel like, I mean, you not being beyond like, okay, you being from here, one, you not being like flashy and you not be like, does that make you feel like more vindicated and validated by not even rapping about that kind of shit. You feel me? Like, because
it's a double-edged sword. Yeah, but then niggas want to see that. Like, niggas like, where your chain at? Oh, you ain't popping. Like, you ain't, like, look at you, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? So,
but you're not presenting like, that image as to where it's kind of like.
I'm more like, I'm a tie-dye my Balenciaga tee, fool. I'm not on no designer shit. I don't care. Like, all this shit that I got on is the homie shit, bro. It's the homie shit. It's the homie shit. It's the homie shit. It's all my partner's brands and shit. I don't really be into the shit that rappers be into, like most rappers.
Yeah.
But and no. That's not a bad thing. I'm just not interested in that shit.
No, I feel you. Yeah. I feel you 1,000%. And like, is it, like obviously, like we're referring to the PNB Rock incident, but there's so many. It's like you can't even name all the incidents recently, like with these out of town rappers coming through. Like it's
bad, man. And it's, I don't think that's just like a LA thing. I think LA it happens more because like. The palm trees, the beach, the like, niggas probably think it's fake. I don't think niggas think that shit is as real as it is. You feel me? But in any other city, you ain't finna just be walking around like bust down everywhere you want to be at either, nigga. Like somebody gonna get on you damn near anywhere you at.
I mean, a few years ago, it was Atlanta. All this shit was happening.
You feel me? Like right. Niggas just wherever is some thirst at, bro. Like you just. Keep your head up, bro. Stay on the swivel, man. Niggas be.
And that's the thing about LA that's so like deceptive. Like most cities, you know when you in the hood off top. Like you could tell, like it look a certain way. Other if in LA, if it's not the projects, the right. Majority
you gotta
of the,
know. You gotta be
if you ain't like yeah. I said, like if you ain't on the east side, damn near, like,
yeah, exactly.
Like, this shit is like a third world country on the east, nigga. But you see, nigga, have any of y'all took a trip, nigga, through the Jordan Downs lately?
Oh yeah, that shit nice shit's now.
Beautiful.
That shit, they got a Nike store right there.
Beautiful.
Bro.
That's crazy. Nigga, yes.
Beautiful. Yeah. Deception. Them white people gonna take their ass over there. Nigga, they gonna get hurt.
Yo. Well, how about white people living in the jails?
That shit is crazy. They're everywhere. Nigga. Yeah. Everywhere. Yeah. I grew up on Jefferson and like Crenshaw, nigga.
They all over there.
And
right
when
now.
I go back to my pop shit, nigga, I just see white people jogging down the street and I be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
That shit normal
this shit
now.
Different.
Walking their poodles.
Yeah, that shit different.
Yes. Yeah, bro. That shit is crazy, bro. Like LA is like the only, I ain't gonna say it's the only place like that because I ain't been everywhere, but it's the only one place I've been that's really like
everywhere
right
the
here
is look
like Beverly Hills, boom, then 5 minutes, nigga, you in the motherfucking where you don't want to be.
Playboys.
Yeah, you,
like right
you
there,
feel me?
Like,
you might fuck around and get really treated wrong over there. You feel me? Like thinking you good.
And that's the other thing out here. Fools will be in Beverly Hills.
Oh, God, bro.
Like
Beverly Center,
like,
nigga.
Yeah.
Like, you remember? I mean, shit, bro. Because shit didn't happen.
LA.
We notoriously known for that shit happening. So it's like, to even come out here, like just testing the waters, bro. It's like you could just leave your chains off, bro. Just come out here and just really, if you coming out here to smoke weed and enjoy yourself, bro, just do that, bro. Like it ain't really nothing to prove out here, bro. You don't got to prove that you ain't got to check in or that you could go anywhere and you could be in the trenches with your jewels. Like fuck all that, bro. Like probably begin to get smoked out here, bro. Like,
and I know like you look at things from a very different perspective and kind of always have, but at a certain point you started like experimenting with psychedelics and all that.
Hell yeah.
That became like a big part of the topics of what you rap about and all
road
that.
Trip.
Like, mm-hmm. Yeah. Like you call yourself. So what does road trip mean? And like, what's the significance of it to you?
So me and my partner Power, once again, my boy, you feel me? My motherfucking brother. Like we had a project called Road Trip, you know what I'm saying? Like I was just going to his crib every day. When I lived on Vermont and Imperial at this time, you feel me? Or 87th Avalon with my grandpops at this time, and bro on Sepulveda and Olympic at the studio, you feel
okay.
me? So I'm
right
every
near my
day,
neck of the woods.
Yep, you remember where bro crib was? So like I'm in a studio, so I'm there every day, like recording and shit, like still going up to the bay with my lady and shit, you know what I'm saying? Back and forth and shit, spend a lot of time on the road. So we like, man, what should we call this tape? Like one day it just came to me like Road Trip. Fuck it, let's just call it Road Trip because the nigga always be on the move, fool. Like,
yeah.
And that's what it is. And like the album is really like about you start in one place. A road trip is like, nigga, you here, but you about to go here, right? You going to see something that you ain't seen before, and on the road all between, you gonna see shit you ain't seen before. You gonna look out the window and see Nigga, ain't no cows in my hood, nigga. So, like, this shit all brand new to me. I'm experiencing brand new shit every day type shit. And that's what road trip is. And I try to make music for, like, road trips, you feel me?
So it's not about the destination. It's about appreciating the journey.
Exactly.
Being present exactly. in the moment.
Smoking with the homies, bro. Like, nigga, pass me the aux. Like, you feel me? Just, like, real road trip shit. Like, I don't know.
But is there a correlation between that and the psychedelics?
Fuck,
as well?
Fuck yeah. Like, I'm a trippy. Like, it's a trip. It's always a trip. You feel me? Like, I'm like, I like mushrooms and I like acid. You feel me? I'll say.
But it sounds like you're trying to create an experience with your music, not
exactly,
just a song.
Exactly, bro. It's like a.
That part.
You know how Chance had acid rap and shit? It's like road trip rap. It ain't just, you feel me, the album or anything. It's a real way of life, bro. Like, subgenre.
Yeah.
Road trip music, you know?
Now, recently, you used to like kind of have your projects more spaced out, like as far as when you would drop them, you weren't dropping with as much frequency.
Yeah.
But you're staying consistent with it, but mm-hmm. maybe like one or two projects a year. Now, this year, you're putting out a project every month.
Yep. I skipped 2 months. Like, my birthday was kind of lit. You feel me? I was just like doing a lot of shit in May, so I didn't drop one. And then August, I was going through a lot of, you feel me, like, funerals and shit, man, like just losing friends and loved ones and shit. So like I was not in the space to really drop nothing. But like, yeah, bro, I've been dropping tapes every month this year, bro. I mm-hmm. dropped 6 tapes so far this year. About to
it's
drop
not about
one.
The numbers, it's about the impact.
On God. And I feel like with that, you feel me, it's gonna one day
they'll
people gonna catch up, like, damn, bro, you was damn, like, oh shit. There's some shit. I didn't drop some shit this year, bro. Like some good shit. So people will get on it.
Now, you mentioned...
shout out my nigga Zoo, too.
Shout out to Zooly, man. One my time. Dog.
Hello.
Now, you mentioned, you know, losing people, and definitely have dealt with a lot of loss, and mm-hmm. part of that just comes from growing up where you grew up, unfortunately.
Hell yeah.
Like, how do you find, like, the inner fortitude to keep going despite, like... You know, I've told you before, I've, like, I feel like you've lost damn near more people than almost anyone I know. Like,
I was talking to my partner. I'm like, bro, I think I've been to more funerals than like birthday parties, bro. Like type shit. Like, but like close losses, you feel me? I don't just be losing a nigga that I knew through a nigga. Like it'd be like people I spent a lot of time with, you feel me? Like I'm still learning, bro. It's like, honestly, like the more it happens, the better I get at it, and it's fucked up, but like a nigga start to just accept it. You feel me? Numb. Like, yeah, I mean, it's a numb. I still be feeling this shit though. You feel me? So I don't think I'm numb, but I think I'm accepting this shit different. You know what I mean?
More like, numb than the average motherfucker when they go through that.
Yeah,
that's what I mean by not like we don't feel shit.
Nah,
but
yeah,
like,
I know
nigga,
what you
the
mean,
average
man.
Motherfucker, they're not gonna come across death how we do.
Oh, God.
You know what I'm saying?
So a nigga just, you forced to like appreciate it and accept it in a sense. You feel me? It's like,
you know it's coming.
It's coming, bro. Like, that's one thing we all got in common, bro. Like, we all gonna die, bro. Like, and when you accept that, I think death becomes easier and shit. But like, yeah, the shit still be, it'd be hard. And if like music my outlet, if I ain't have no outlet to really put this shit in, bro, I don't know where I'd be at right now. On some fuck shit.
Facts. I'll say the same shit.
Like, this is how I channel all my energy, bro. Like, just doing this shit. And
is that how you capitalize?
Oh, God. Exactly how I capitalize, man. Free my boy, too, man. Fuck.
It's
I'm tired of saying that shit. And RIP and free the homie. Like, that shit weak.
I really like I'm a fan of normalizing. Instead of saying RIP, the long live.
Long live,
you
for
feel
sure.
me? I like that. I've noticed that popping up a lot more recently. God. Like... Yeah, no, but despite that, you keep like this really positive energy about you. Like, what is it? Like, how do you, in a world like, and you, well, I don't say just the world at large,
I was gonna say shrooms too, nigga.
And mushrooms, okay. Psychedelics and shit.
Hey, real niggas need to take shrooms, fool. I tried that shit and it changed my life.
Oh, God, bro. I totally agree, bro.
I'll
like,
for sure try
once
it.
I, like, you start. You get a little more sensitive to life in general, bro. You start, when you see a leaf, nigga, like, you see the veins in the leaf just moving and shit, like, you like, oh, shit, this shit is living, bro. Like, everything is, like, especially if you trip, like, mushrooms or acid or something around a dog, like, or kids and shit around, bro, you start to look at life so different, bro.
Have you ever had any, like, trips go left. And it was like,
yeah,
yeah. Oh yeah, remember what about when we tripped?
Yeah.
Oh my yo, fuck.
Y'all niggas got a mushroom story.
Hold on.
Yo,
man.
I was that first time all, for sure, but I wasn't all, even going.
No, we
said I wasn't even going to bleed you like that.
Hold on. Yeah, no.
Oh God, I wasn't even.
It's not
man,
my fault.
He seen how I looked at him. Like, yeah, you want to talk about this?
It's not my fault.
Definitely
right?
Not your fault, bro.
First of all, like, and I got nothing but love for her, but fuck my ex-wife, right?
Yo, that was a that was a crazy trip, bro. That
okay,
was crazy.
So let's just break this down for the people right quick before we sky up out. Like, so me and him had been talking about tripping for a while.
A minute.
Like, it was like, we need to do it. And then, and one particular evening, I'm living in the west side at this time, and I had like a nice little, like, three level or two level with
a
like
nice
a
ass
crazy
spot,
roof.
Hmm. Right, ass spot.
Right in the west side, and like with a nice view of the whole neighborhood and all that.
Fuck.
And it just so happened, like, I had some shrooms and I had some Molly, and you had some acid.
I think I was tripping acid, yeah.
Yeah, well, these like, we're like, we're gonna combine forces.
Hey, shout out to Sober Uno too, man. I'm proud of you, man. I've said that tons of times, but I want to say it here because you my big brother.
No, no, facts.
Anybody who know Lush know like drugs and Lush was like the same person.
What? Yeah.
Intertwined.
What?
Like,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, exactly.
And the fact that my nigga is still the exact same without him is like, I love it. He's probably not the same to him.
Well,
but
yeah,
to us, you feel me?
No, I appreciate that because I think that needs to be normalized as well because mm-hmm. people are afraid that when they get clean,
right.
they're going to like,
lame
yeah, they're going to
right.
be boring. But also like, let's keep it a stack. We talking about shrooms and acid right now.
Yeah.
I was doing like grown man drugs.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Like, like crystal meth.
Yeah, no, like, facts. Like, he was doing shit that ends your life. Yeah,
there's
no cap.
There's nothing there's nothing cool. There's no personality that gets added.
Right.
Like, fucking snorting yeah, meth off a toilet seat. All right?
Yeah, no,
so
that's not cool, bro.
Just to put that
facts.
Out there.
Don't do that shit ever.
With that being said, back to the lecture at hand. Now, we was... So we about to goom out. We go to my little rooftop area. It's me, him, his
my lady.
His
shout
lady,
out my baby girl,
Sophia, who's like my little sister.
Oh God,
that I entered. You know, I'm gonna take credit.
I met
you
her
feel
through,
me? Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
I'm gonna take credit for this. You feel me?
But it wasn't like that. You feel me? I wasn't plotting on a homie little sister. Like,
nah.
You feel me?
But this beautiful interracial relationship started through. You feel me?
Facts.
The friendship of Uno over here, right? So mm-hmm. Sophia there and my ex-wife, and it's the four of us, right?
Bro.
We on the rooftop. We had just dropped like maybe 30 minutes ago.
Right.
And like Pistol.
This is when shit start kicking in. This
yeah,
is
yeah,
when
yeah.
it's all just started like
Pistol migrate to the rooftop because it's like he's gonna have a nice pleasant time listening to music.
Oh,
you
God,
feel me?
Bro.
Listening to music, you listening to J Dilla beats or whatever, rolling up on
most
the,
likely.
Yeah, something like that, right? Rolling up on the rooftop. I'm like, oh, let's all migrate to the roof, right? We go up there and it's just me, him, and Sophia versus his lady, right?
Yep.
And we start smoking. It's like the sunset. This is like the ideal situation for
like
a trip.
The best a trip could be going so
you
far.
You can't bro. Write this in a book, right? Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, my fucking knock-ass ex-wife come out, right? she opened the door, come out, close the door behind her, and she just said, and she goes, oh, I just locked us up here.
Yeah, the
like,
door
oops,
locked.
The door is locked. My bad.
So we were stuck up there.
So I'm like, okay, like hold up. So instantly, like now that like perpetuates
everybody
my trip.
Is starting to panic. Like everybody is tripping now at this point.
It perpetuates
like,
my trip 30 minutes to the point where I'm like, oh, okay. We have no water up here. Fuck. Okay, well, my bong. There's water in my bong.
How long will we survive no food?
Like, if we have, like, I'm calculating in my head. I'm like, if we have no water, I could drink this bong water, and there's enough.
Oh,
I'm like rationing bong water mentally, right?
Niggas immediately went to apocalypse mode.
Anybody
what
who
the
has
fuck?
Been
right?
on mushrooms or acid,
niggas
you
don't
know
have
how
phones?
Intense that should be, how intensified everything is.
So let me just tell you how fucked in the game we was, because the way this apartment building was, our neighbor had a stair that went up to his roof as well, and then there's like a little divider okay between our apartments. So I'm like, oh, I could like hop over the fence and like flock this to this crib right here, like get in this, you feel me, kick that door, or like see if that's unlocked, and then I can go. But then I'm like, oh no.
Bro, he's like,
oh no, no, not break in, not even break in. I was like, I could go over there and knock on their door. And I was like, oh shit, these people told me, my neighbors had told me they was out of town. So they're gone. You feel me? Like, back I can't even do one. That. So back to square one, right? And then McFly is like, I'm just going to break the door down. Like, I'm like, so all right,
some
cool.
Linebacker shit. I get the green light.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like
knock it down, bro.
He said, I'm a football player.
It's all good, right? And then he's about to do it. My ex-wife is bugging at this point, mind you. Like, she's bugging. Like, and you know.
But at one point, she agreed, too. She was like,
yeah,
all right, cool.
She said, like, and by the way, like, sidebar. I found out 2 months after our divorce that she was autistic. You feel me? Like, like yo. Severely. Like, and I didn't.
Yo.
Know.
Yo.
Like, found out hey, she had yo. A mental problem.
Yeah, like,
clearly.
And look, I ain't going front. Like, I'm not probably mildly on the spectrum myself. You feel me? Like, I might be like, I might have like. A pinch.
She's on
I might have a pinch of autism. Yeah. No, but she's like coming in piping hot on the spectrum.
That
like,
is crazy.
Was like, I was like, I should have known. You obsessed with Game of Thrones. You go to Disneyland all the time. You fine as fuck, but you go to Disneyland. Like, what's really going on here? Like, this shit don't.
Bro, and like, this nigga is hella funny this night. Like the. Like, all right, he's going to get to the other part.
Yeah,
but,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
During the trip, during this whole bad experience, he's like, man, I thought I had a good one, bro. Like, like, she's right here, though. Like, he's saying this shit the whole time. Like, man, I really thought I had a good one.
Talking
I
like fucked, she ain't right here.
Like, I fucked up this time. Like,
She looked was, good, right? Like,
yeah, yeah.
She,
nah,
she
looked, she's bad, for sure.
Like, but that's... But like,
that was a fucked up experience.
She's a dunce.
Now you... On the spectrum as fuck. So,
I bust the door down.
No, not even. He's going to bust the door down. And then she's like, whoa, wait, stop. She like pump fakes on him.
Yeah, I'm in motion though. It's already happened. It's done.
And then we're like, then we have to explain, like, Helen, well, my bad. You don't have to edit that out. It's all good. But I'm like, we stuck on the motherfucking rooftop. You feel me?
We're gonna
like,
die.
Yeah, like we need water. We're on fucking LSD right now, bitch. Like, can we go? Can we go inside? It's
all
good.
We can fix the door later.
We can fix the door. It's not a big deal. And then she's like, "Oh, okay, all right, for sure. All right, cool." Then he goes to do it again. He's literally like a centimeter from hitting. She's like, wait, stop. We go
like a movie, bro. This shit was like a bad movie.
We go through these motions like 3 or 4 times till eventually I'm just like, don't listen to her. Knock it down. Boom. Knock the door down. All right. We go downstairs. Everyone's chilling. It's okay. Like back to homeostasis has been achieved once again. We all chilling. Then she keeps.
It reached the level I've never, ever seen.
She keeps mentioning. The fucking door, oh right? Like, and she's like,
she sounds extremely annoying.
Oh man, this bitch, bro. Like,
hey, hit you.
That bitch sounds extremely annoying.
I got you, yeah. Dog.
No, she hell of annoying, bro. Like,
yeah, bro.
To this day. But and she was all, it'd be like we're chilling, everything's normal. She's like, I'd pass the blunt right now, but Polly might knock the door down. Like everything keeps
it
getting
bad. It's mentioning,
bitch, the door's gone.
Yeah, the door's gone.
Fuck the door, bro.
Up.
Like, let it go.
And then like I'd be like, nah, baby, don't even trip. It's all good. Like, yeah, like we'll get the door fixed. You feel
and
me?
She's
it's
on just, the drugs with y'all.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, clearly.
So she's autistic on LSD.
Exactly.
This is a terrible mix from
yeah,
the jump.
She's on autism SD. You feel
that's
me? Like,
terrible.
And then she's all,
know.
Yeah, we didn't know. Right. But I should have known after this night. Fuck.
Yeah.
Cause then she's like, I'm like, baby, don't even trip. It's all good. It's just the doorknob. We going to have it fixed tomorrow. Whoopty whoop. Call the maintenance dude. He going to screwdriver that motherfucker in. And then she's all like, nah, but you don't understand. Like, you know, germs and bugs, and they're going to climb through the hole in the door.
Yeah, no.
And then, and I was
like, I just can't be with this bitch.
I was
that's
like,
bro, when I made that decision.
No,
I knew. That's when
I
made that decision.
And the cold part is, I knew, and she still wind up being the one to leave me. Like, ain't that some shit?
Damn.
Like, I still got left, and I knew. But, like, maybe subconsciously I was just poisoning the relationship for years. Like, you feel me? Like,
it was some toxic shit.
Yeah, yeah, super toxic, right?
So you just bust the whole door down or just the door?
No,
down?
It's like,
it was so I busted, but like, when I busted the door, it just broke the lock part.
It was, there's like literally like a hole.
The door is still on the hinge.
Yeah, the door is still on the hinge. Yeah,
I wasn't on no hoax, my nigga. Damn near with the screwdriver.
We like
y'all could have did it without you tackling the door.
No, well,
and
yeah,
niggas would have had
but
tools.
I'm saying we could fix it. Yeah, that. But I'm saying
a bunch of ifs. We could have got it.
If it was a fifth, we'd be drunk right now, right?
Yeah, it was stuck for real. There was no options.
But then, like, I'm like, baby, let me explain something to you. You're talking about germs and bugs right now, like. Look, it's all good. You having a bad trip. And she's like, yeah, yeah. And I'm like, but no, the bugs. The germ. And I was like, no, but here's the thing. Like, you about to give me a bad trip. Not only are you having a bad trip, you about to ruin all of our trips right now.
Yeah, we all had a mid trip.
Yeah, yeah. So then, like, you think the story's over, right? But it's not. Like every time we start bringing it back to normalcy, this bitch is ruining everything. Like, we go outside for a walk.
It was a vicious loop, bro. It was like,
this bitch, like,
it just kept
going,
bro. I'm like, damn, fool. Like, we just.
And it just started feeling normal again.
Are you Commington? On the shit that the bitch is saying, because I wouldn't have been silent,
bro. Like,
he's nice. He's a super nice guy.
I'm not that type of nigga. Like, I'm really trying to.
Yeah, I would have been on her head.
Enjoy my trip for real. I'm like, man, it's the homie wife too. So a nigga can't really just say everything.
But we've
real,
all
but
know
like,
we know like you. We all know each other.
Like, once you're comfortable, especially the type of nigga I am. Once I fuck with you, like, I'm on your head, bro.
Yeah.
As soon as you do some stupid shit, I wouldn't have been able to shut up the whole night. So like, you was quiet, or you was just on.
I was trying to preserve his own trip.
I was trying to really just enjoy. I'm like, man, like, I don't want to, because if I say something, fool, is gonna make it worse. Then I'm gonna start really having a bad trip. So it's like, fuck it, I'm going to just ride it out, bro. Like, wherever it goes, it goes. I was laughing for real. I'm like, man, let me find some silver lining in this
shit. We on some strong acid, too. It's not like, you feel me? Like, the only thing that mellowed it out for me is because I'm on ecstasy, too. I'm on the molly, too. So that's like kind of making me accept everything that's going on, right?
This
like,
nigga, man.
And then, like.
Bro, a real legend, bro.
So we start walking through. I'm like, okay, venue change. Let's go for a walk. We going through a walk. I'm like, oh, like, I see the Asian architecture in my neighborhood. Mm-hmm. I never noticed how Japanese this shit look. Like, it's super tight. Like, this tree has incredible energy. Let's post by this tree. You see how much this tree is glowing.
This tree
like,
has beautiful energy, my nigga. We got to post up by this bitch.
For real, yeah, yeah.
So we start having a good time.
Much how you doing some real basic shit. You like, man, like, yeah. This. Like, no, fuck, man, let me just sit in the grass right now. This shit feel good,
I ain't
bro.
Gonna lie, bro. I did some shrooms, my nigga, and I hit the booth, bro. And, like, in the studio, it had, like some carpet kind of wall type shit, nigga. And for 3 hours, I ain't rap. I just seen pyramids in the wall, bro.
You, like,
I'm telling everybody in the mic, like, nigga, y'all don't see this wall in here, man. Nigga, and the damn homies. This shit look crazy. Nigga rap one lyric. I'm just in that bitch touching the wall, like, nigga, it shakes.
I can't rap on those shrooms, bro.
I made a song, though. I ain't gonna lie. I made a song off shrooms.
I'll be in that motherfucker.
I was gonna say, I thought you was about to say, I spit the best verse of my life.
I low-key did. I low-key did. My phone was on the charger in there, and I'm just like, play the beat, nigga. I just looked in the sky, and I'm just like, I got it. And just start saying some shit. I swear to God, nigga.
And then, like,
you had one of them experiences? You like, can't rap off the shroom?
With acid, I could rap. You feel me? Like, I could rap. I done made a hella songs off acid.
But you can't do it off
shrooms. With mushrooms, bro, I'll be in that motherfucker really, like, focused on life and shit. I'm like thinking too deep to even rap. Like, I can't rap, bro. I'm too on some, like, I can't chill for real.
This
like,
nigga thinking about the climate of the world.
I'm thinking about heavy shit, bro. I'm like, this ain't gonna fit in no rap, nigga.
What's the longitude and latitude of the studio?
Yeah, bro.
But you had like, I know Almighty spit like the best version at the very end. He's like, and the pyramids in the wall.
I would have been hot. Nigga make a corny ass song off of because you know that's not me. I would have been hot. Nah, low key went in there and gassed it. No cap.
That's hard.
It's hard to focus though.
You gotta
focus. Yeah, really, it was really hard for me to focus. Oh, every 2-4 bars, I go into a whole tantrum where everybody who outside the booth because they can hear.
Bro, that's what it is for me. That's why I don't even try. I'm like, man, this shit too. Like,
it took me 3 hours to make that one song. Yeah.
The worst, like you see me record off of every drug, probably. Like, hell yeah, like sure. Me, when I would record off of coke, it was the worst because it would like immediately affect my breath control, so I can't even spit more than 2 bars before I'm just like, all right, punch me in right here, and I'm all like stiff. Like I listen.
Y'all got some shit?
Oh yeah.
Y'all got hella
shit.
Bro was the first one. Bro was the first one to put me on some like shit that was outside in the world. Your realm. Yeah, no, like just out in public, in the public and shit. Down.
Like, that got like that reviews written about it. Right, on a label and all that. Yeah. Nah, and then most of everyone was like, the best thing about Lush's album is fucking Pistol McFly.
You're right.
Amazing verse. Right, like, bro. He's really good at putting people on his album. Like,
that's funny. It's like, they called you DJ Khaled.
Yeah, they said, we the best.
Like, nah. The best thing about his album was the other nigga on it.
No, I swear to God, there was something like that. I ain't even mad.
That's
though.
Hella funny. Bro.
I ain't even mad.
I don't think I saw that shit. But
no, I got love. Shit. The album was like, you feel me, a little cult underground classic. But he definitely had. He had like, if you like a hip hop encyclopedia nerd, this might be predate you a little bit. But like AZ on the Nas Illmatic album when he had that, like, you know, Nas Illmatic, they say it's like one of the best albums ever.
That's the best feature probably. Yeah. Yeah, like on any
the
album
AZ
ever.
Verse on that album, everyone's like, oh, this is the hardest verse. Or like, you feel me? Like when like Snoop on Nothing But a G Thing, you feel me? Like shit like that. It's like, okay, that's what he had one of them moments where, and I just compared my album to Doggy Style. Okay, let's just slow down a little bit and finish the LSD story. All right, so the LSD story culminates in, after the little excursion, we get back to the crib, and then this bitch starts, she's all the way malfunctioning, bro.
Have you seen Stranger Things?
Nah.
I haven't.
This stupid bitch has ruined the whole trip.
It was like some shit happening, bro. Like some.
She went like this. She said
outer
like this.
World shit.
She said like this. She was like, literally, we're all sitting on the couch. She's sitting on the floor, rocking back and forth. And she's going, yeah. No.
Having a whole conversation with some people that nobody else saw.
I'm going home right at that moment. Right at that moment, I'm getting up. And I'm
bro,
like,
it's my fucking house. I'm home.
Nigga, I would have found it. Somewhere to go. Fuck you mean.
Nah, you would have been went home, bro.
You would have dipped. I wanted to deport this bitch, bro. I was like, let me just take your citizenship back. You feel me? Like, you are all the way out.
But I wanted to send this bitch to her home country.
Yeah, oh like, God, it's like for not dead homies, fool, catty soul, bro. Yeah, that wanted to deport this bitch, bro.
Oh
like,
my God,
look. She
honestly, that was my only bad trip. But like, then, I probably had one like where it's like I had a little stomach ache or some shit. Nigga had to shit
see,
over
excessive.
This shows
you can't do
like,
drugs with everybody.
Well, yeah, who would have thought? I thought this was a good crew to do drugs with. And at the very end,
I thought
like,
it was ideal, bro. I'm like, this is about to be fun, bro. We got
the
balcony,
ideal
nigga,
group
like,
for me to do super drugs.
We got the balcony. We got the view and shit. We can walk around this motherfucker.
Sunset.
Like,
it's like, the sunset. It's
cool
like,
neighborhood.
The
and
sky
shit.
Is neon green and pink and like. Bro, at the very end, though, I will say, because they're getting ready to go to bed or do what they do. And I'm like, baby, let's like lay down and like cuddle. You're going to be all right. And she's like, all right. I was like,
that's
like,
all I had to say.
Yeah, like it was a magic
like,
word.
Oh, that's
like,
all I had to
let me find out, bro. That's all you had to do that whole
4 hours ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I guess you have had a bad trip.
Yeah, that's my bad trip. Experience for sure.
With that being said, like this was incredible. We need to be a little clip, just like episode cool and all, but you feel me? Yeah. Lush ex-wife bad LSD trip. No Jumper Clips channel. Viral.
That was a moment, bro. That was intense, bro. I'm glad that's over.
And she was in a Drake. And she was in a Drake.
That
and
that was years ago, too.
In case you want to find her, she was in a Drake and a Jubaloo.
I don't know, bro. I don't know what the fuck that is.
What's that guy's name?
I don't know how to say his name, bro.
Oh, that's
Jubaloo.
A person.
Jabaloke.
Oh, you're talking about Jabba.
Yeah. Is it one of Jabaloke videos?
Fuck that.
No disrespect.
I don't know how to pronounce real names.
Yeah. Talking about Jubilee? Just Jabba.
Yeah, Jabba. Oh, Jabba. Jabba. Well, it's like spelled J O O B A though.
Like the nigga off Star Wars.
Yeah. It's just spelled different. Like, yeah, fat. But no, she was in one of his videos and she was in one of Drake videos. So if you want to find her, Easter egg. There you go. So with that being said, McFly. McFly.
What's up, bro?
What's next?
Shit, man. We got a lot going on right now, bro. I'm just now getting into my entrepreneur bag, you feel me? I'm starting to really like
find out.
Take the business shit serious, you feel me? Because I spent so many years just focusing on like cadences and shit, nerdy rap shit, you feel me? So now I'm starting to like really like capitalize on my on my situations and shit, you know what I mean? And like other than dropping music, bro, like I got some like clothing shit coming, bro. Like I'm gonna be on the fashion shit, man. Like we got a lot of shit coming up, bro. The weed shit, you feel me? Like just keep your eyes open for Road Trip. You feel me? Just know when it's Road Trip, it's me. You feel me?
I love it. And Jabba Loke, no disrespect.
No disrespect at all, bro. I just didn't know. You feel me?
Fuck with you heavy.
I wasn't even trying to make it seem
please,
like I just didn't know.
Please don't beat me up, bro. All right.
Like, shout out to everybody, man. Shout out to the whole Long Beach too, man.
Yeah, shout out to LD, man. Come on.
Shout out to all of LA. Shout out to every Roscoe's. You feel me? Shout out to everybody. You know.
Come on. Except for the Hollywood Roscoe's. No, I'm not going to shout
I've never
out.
Been there.
Yeah.
What's wrong?
No, that's shit Halloween.
I've never been to that one.
I only go to the one on Pico.
Okay.
I only go to the one on Pico.
I don't... Cause
that's the one I really fuck with. If I'm gonna go to Roscoe's, that's the one I'm gonna go to for sure. But like,
cause I don't want to see fucking Tom Hanks at Roscoe's. That's why. Yeah. Okay.
Oh God. Like I said, y'all are spoiling it for us.
But shouts to my boy Chet Hayes. That's my dog.
Hell yeah, man! Shout out No Fun, man. Shout out Richard Wright. You know what I mean? Shout out all my close partners. Y'all know who y'all is, man.
Come on, man. Love y'all. Appreciate it. And we about this beautiful.
I appreciate y'all, man. Yes, sir.